Them was free tickets.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
What in the world is this country coming to?
Beats me. I didn't have nothing to do with it.
You're denying it, huh?
I sure do. I ain't been out of the station all day.
Now, Sam, I was just reading about a fella that had his car stole, but then had his return with two tickets to a football game in it. And while he was at the football game, why, they stole all his furniture.
Who was playing?
Who was playing? Sam, that ain't important. The man lost his furniture.
Well, it serves him right.
Serves him right? What do you mean by that?
Well, he had to know them tickets were stole, didn't he? Did he worry about the poor feller that bought them tickets and didn't go see the game? No, sir. He just worried about himself.
Sam, that poor feller lost all his furniture.
What, was they good seats?
Well, yeah, they was. They was on the 50-yard line.
I ain't never sat on the 50-yard line of a big game.
Sam, we was talking about a man losing all his furniture.
You reckon if we left the truck sitting out here at the Keys in it overnight, we could get some tickets?
Well, Sam, I believe those thieves would probably turn down our invitation. I think you have to have real nice things to get in on their operation.
That's the story of my life. Now, I didn't gripe too much when I couldn't get in a country club or when my choir director asked me to drop out of church, but being turned down by thief, now that's going too far.
Well, Sam, you can't hardly blame them thieves. After all, they're in it for the money. Look around this place. What do you see in this here station that you could exchange for cash?
Well, now, about the only thing that works here is the credit card machine.
Oh, Sam, thieves don't deal in credit. They're looking for cash.
Well, this really makes you humble, don't it?
Well, yeah, it really does, Sam.
I still don't even know who's playing. Well, I never realized how poor we was, Jesse. When you realize you ain't hardly got nothing worth stealing, it kind of makes you want to try harder.
Yeah, it sure does, Sam.
You mean it makes you greedier?
Greedier?
Yeah, makes you want more, don't it?
Well, yeah, but that
Well, now, greed don't sound just right, Leon. Let's call it ambition.
Yeah, ambition. That's what it is.
Well, I never really understood the difference between them two things, Mr.
Well,
Jesse.
That's because you're unemployed, Leon. If you're unemployed, it's hard to understand business things.